Everyone, and welcome back to Between Realities. My name is Alex, and I am joined here by my co-host, Giva. Giva, how the hell are you, sir?
Pretty good, dude.
Excellent.
Pretty good.
Excellent.
Lots of VRing going on.
That there is. There's definitely lots to talk about this week. It has been an exciting one for sure. Real quick, let's say hi to all of our friends in the chat. Yanuel Cortez, the first one up in here. Thanks for joining us, man. He's also one of, if not the most active person in my own personal Discord. So it's great to see you.
Nice.
Paradise Decay is always here, man. Good to see you, brother.
What's up, PD?
Let's Chat 6 VR, who has recently subscribed to my channel as of today. Thanks, dude. Dome VR is here. Nvidia's here. German Rifter, Patreon for Between Realities. Always appreciate you, sir. That Tom Clancy, 321 Hokage, bruh. What's up? Mama Verds, F. Lipinski, Vivian Chazen, who is waiting in the wings. We're going to get her on here in 10 seconds. Danny Hunkley is here,
What's up, Danny?
Thanks for being here, dude. Joachim at AltVR is the homie as well. Thank you, guys. Tones My Bones getting in really quick before we make this transition happen. This is Women of XR Week.
Yeah, dude.
And month.
Yes.
On this show.
Yes.
All of our guests are ladies. And if you have been in VR, especially in the esports scene, you probably know our next guest. She is a competitive Onward player. She casts games. She created the Hive VR podcast. She's extremely awesome. Please welcome to Between Realities, the legendary Vivian Chazen. Hello, dear. How you doing? How are you? Mateo 311, how's it going, buddy?
What's
we
up,
would
Mateo?
Never forget about you, man. How how's dare going, you, man? Dinah Gwen, the lady in the wings as well.
Ah,
Vivian, what's going on, girl? How are you? You know, just you gotta own it. Like, it's like, okay, you wait, one day you wake up and you're a legend. And it's like, okay, well, you know.
Way it goes, man. You could be called worse things.
Yeah, so. For sure. And it's typically not true when you declare that you're a legend. It's not like, I'm a legend. No, right. It's like everyone else decides it. Right. So, you know, at this point, it's just your responsibility to wear it as a badge of honor, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got it. We are excited to talk about virtual reality with you today. Oh, they can't hear her.
They cannot hear you. Hold on a second here. Let's fix that. Hold on one moment. Sometimes OBS likes to just change stuff for no particular reason.
Hey. Yes. It says that her volume is low, that they can hear her, but not very well.
Oh, gotcha. Can you say something there? Oh, what the crap?
Okay, it sounds, her mic low still.
Hold on.
Give us a second. We'll try to boost her up.
We will fix it.
Yeah, I just got another message. Okay. You're muted. I'm not muted.
There we go. You should be good now. If you guys want to confirm in the chat that we're all good.
Well, let's hear her. Awesome. Hi, Vivian. How you doing, girl?
I'm having sound issues. How are you?
We're having sound issues. It's a pretty normal occurrence. This is high tech stuff. This spaceship that we're in right now, freaking insane. Like, I can't believe it works as well as it does. Every now and then, there's a little bit of a problem, and it looks like we're good.
Okay, cool.
So, it sounds like I'm talking with a pillow over my face. I've done that, so I've got that skill.
Skill.
Vivian, I don't know why.
We've met in real life. It was pretty cool. We met at OC6. Do you remember?
Yes, of course. You know, we had a dossier on you.
A dossier?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whoa, that's for important people, I guess.
That's a big word, okay? I know words, and I didn't even know what you were trying to express there.
Yeah. Oh, Mateo wants to braid my hair. I know.
I know. Yeah. Duh.
I read that comment earlier with you guys.
Oh, yeah, right?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is pretty
good.
Sorry,
little inside joke.
So we met at OC6, and you are awesome. I'll just start
Thank
by saying
you.
That. I was walking past the VR Respawn group, or the V Respawn group. If you see V Respawn at a convention, it's obvious because everybody's wearing the jersey, like the bright, blue, pinks, like everybody's got their name, pimping, you know, instantly jelly when I saw that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm walking past, you know, I've got like my camera and my microphone, and I'm just doing my thing, and Vivian sees me. And she's like, sees my shirt, and she's like, Alex VR, sees a YouTube logo. She's like, great. Grabs me, pulls me over to her group. Hey, everybody, this is Alex. Like, I didn't even know you, you know? Like, you, like, took it upon yourself
to
plug me in. And you barely knew me, at least, for sure, you know? And it's like, you just, like, connect people, you know? You were just like, you and you.
Yeah.
Boom, you're friends now. Congratulations, you know? Like, it was amazing. And from that point on, I felt like I had, like, a little safety net.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could kind of just cruise over to that group that Vivian had introduced me to. And I felt like I was a part of the VR scene, you know, pretty much instantly.
Awesome.
And I have you to thank for that. So
the master networker is,
totally.
I heard. You were definitely...
Yeah, do you like plan on doing that when you go to these things, or is that just Vivian?
Grabbing people against their will is a little bit like me. Yeah. no, I definitely do like that because I like cool people, and cool people should know other cool people. And also, like, right now, everyone's doing something, you know, like streaming, or you were doing interviews. Everyone's doing something interesting. So I think, like, and I also learned that I think some people are shy. So I was just kind of like taking that away and just introducing people. And also I like to make people feel comfortable, even though it wasn't like my conference. It's just like, I just know how it feels to be completely awkward and like, I don't belong here. So it's nice to be able to like help people in that way. But yeah, there's just like, people should know each other. So of course I'm always going to introduce people whenever they're alone, or even if they didn't want to, or they were just standing there in line and I wanted their spot, you know, any reason at all. So.
Right. Well, and you said it wasn't your conference, but you could have fooled me because you had the exclusive wristbands to the V Respawn after party, which I didn't. I was too busy enjoying to get any footage of. I wish I would have videotaped something, but I was too busy enjoying it. It was like everything's over and like, you know, you get this Respawn, V Respawn bracelet. And it's got the logo on there. It's like VIP. You go there, they give you like a couple of drink tickets. You know, I go in there, Beat Games is chilling, Nathan and his brother over there chilling. Like all these like, you know, huge people who were at the conference are all hanging out, playing video games, crushing cocktails. Like, and it was exclusive. V Respawn got the whole place. What was that place called?
Boss something. Like
Mini Boss. Mini Boss Arcade Bar. And so, it was so badass.
We do the V Respawn has done the after party, I think, for like the last 3 years. We didn't do one this time because nobody would have shown up and we just don't do that. That's not our thing. So we've done it. It's like with in conjunction with Oculus, and we basically just plan it and they, you know, put it together with us. So yeah, it was a fun party. I wish I remembered most of it. I tell this story all the time, but it's just like, for those of you who might have met me, I so apologize for some of the things I may have said. But like, it's because the ProTube guys, who I also grabbed people for them randomly. I was like, you should totally try this. And they totally should have. It was really cool. And we had a lot of fun. Like, we had dinner before the conference, and the wives or someone, they were like, we want to buy you a drink. And I'm like, well, it's our party, so I'm buying you a drink. And they're like, no, we want to get you specifically a drink. So they got me like all these shots, and like, you're not supposed to say no. Like, what was I supposed to say? Like, I'm a lightweight and I'm allergic to alcohol. I mean, that's no way to party. So yeah, that happened.
That's usually what I say.
Yeah. I talked to somebody who's like a big deal, who I know is a big deal, but for some reason in that moment I did not realize it. And I was like, oh, I, you know, good luck with whatever you're doing. And I'm like,
good luck with that dumb tiny project you're doing, whatever.
Yeah. But he was really nice about it, so it's fine.
That was a great time. That was an awesome party, and it didn't end for me there. Once that wrapped up, I went to another bar or two and definitely got a little bit tossed. I was hanging out with Painco, who I've kind of become friends with since, and Thrill Seeker, who I took a selfie with and I hold as contraband, and maybe one day I'll be like, hey man, listen, either this or the pit comes out. All right, so that's all there is to it. So if you're hearing this, Thrill, sorry, but one of these days I'm going to lean into you with
that
thing.
We're coming for you.
Well, there's also Viper, who doesn't like to be exposed. So
that's true.
He doesn't like to be exposed.
Hold hostage.
Because he doesn't like to be exposed because he's always sniping you in the face. So he's hiding. Right.
Excuse me.
Not you. Okay. I just mean anyone. You know what I mean?
He might have sniped me a few times.
He definitely sniped me. I'll tell you
okay.
that.
Good.
We got lucky enough to have Viper thrown into our Cyber Shoes tournament. Yes. The only pro onward player in the tournament. And
And of course they won.
He shredded us.
That wasn't even fair.
But we weren't even mad because it was so much fun.
It was a blast, man. It was a blast. Good times. That game is so cool, man. So I kinda wanna know what about that game, what about Onward, made you go, oh my god, this is it, I need to play this game competitively?
Well, I mean, it depends on who you ask. If you ask me, I would tell you because it really helped me through like post-recovery of chemo. It helped me in that way. If you ask some other people, it's to find a boyfriend. I can't believe someone said that to me. They're like, I thought you just joined to find a boyfriend. I'm like, dude, really? You think I got to go online to meet people around the world? Find a boy? How sad am I? But guess what? I did.
You did. Thanks for coming clean there, because I was about to have my way with that. But you did.
Yeah.
And how are things going? Are you feeling good in your love life, Vivian?
Oh, yes. I'm feeling great. And I'm actually not playing Onward at the moment. So...
You were casting or something, weren't you?
Casting? Were you casting? I'm still casting because I really enjoy casting and still being a part of the community. Like, I have, like, it's really hard because I love the community, but I can just talk about, like, what the game meant to me. Like, after chemo, like I could not focus on anything. In fact, when we talk today, you might notice me go, and I'll forget everything you had asked or I had said. And I apologize right now for that. What were we talking about? I'm kidding. Okay, no. I'm kidding. So for right now, yeah, it helped me because I couldn't really concentrate and I didn't have any control over my life. Like, I wasn't the same person and people expected me to be who I was, which was, you know, like a leader and in my like job and always like on top of things and creative. And I just couldn't deliver. And even though people were sympathetic, it frustrates them. And I can't explain that frustration. It's not, I don't blame them. Anyone can be frustrated when someone you knew isn't really the same anymore. So when I started playing Onward, it helped me because it's like something I did not even do. I've never done it. I'm not a gamer. I did not like play like FPS or I just found out my mouse has buttons on the other side of it like a few weeks ago. Okay. So like, I'm not a gamer in any way. And so I don't know. I took to it and there was things about it. Like you had to think a lot, but you only had to do it for 6 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was timed and there was a clear objective and you had to work with people. And even if you had like strategy, you still had to rely on in-game tactics at the moment, depending on what's happening. So if I lost, like I have many, many times, I get to do it again. You know, so you just get in and do it again and try and do it better. So that was kind of like the cool thing about it. And
were you involved in virtual reality before you were diagnosed and then eventually ended up playing Onward?
Real quick. We're showing a video where Vivian takes down Viper. So I just wanted to
make sure you pay attention.
Just want to make sure you threw that out there. Yeah.
So yeah, were you into VR before all of that or how did that start?
Oh yeah, I was actually into VR before that, and it was all worth it for this very moment right now when I shoot Viper in the butt. Yeah. So yeah, I was actually. It's funny because, like, if you were at OC6, then you might have seen like I talked to a lot of different people because at OC5 I was invited for what I do with social VR. So. Social VR is like Altspace or VR chat, Anyland, any place that's like social to get to know people, like a multiplayer, but it's not necessarily a game. And I started a talk show there in like 2017, and that's The Hive, which became just like a production. And I was pretty committed, even though some days I just didn't want to be there. Like, I was just like, I don't have to do this. I could just turn this off. Why am I here? But I did. And I actually, when I got sick, there was an episode I had to do and I did not want to miss it. It was the episode before I went in for surgery. And so, but then I had an emergency and I had to like go, I was rushed to the hospital. And, so I did it with my gear while getting a blood transfusion. So that's my story of like the coolest thing or weirdest thing. That episode right there. Yeah. Oh no, not that one. I'm like just standing still and you can hardly hear me, but you know, we kept it short too. Like it was 30 minutes instead of the hour, which now all of our shows are 30 minutes. So
That's cool. I can't even imagine trying to keep a show at 30 minutes. I have a hard time shutting up for that long, for you know.
I can't even imagine trying to keep a show while you're going through all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. So, that congratulations and well done, you know, getting out of the woods there and,
thank you.
And staying passionate about what you were.
I would definitely not say, like, it was just, like, all me. I had a lot of people who were, like, there for me and helped me. I would say, like, the VR community was so freaking supportive, you know, and that was, it just meant the world to me because I didn't, I'm alone here. I don't like have like family here. My family had to fly in for the times that I was really sick, but I otherwise don't have like a big group of family. I have a lot of nice friends and neighbors and who helped a lot, but the people in VR really like, you know, stepped up and helped a lot. They guest hosted shows, you know, sent me cards or gifts or whatever just to cheer me up, and that was really nice. So and it definitely wasn't just me doing the show. I have a great team of people who keep it running.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. How did you come up with, so you started this thing, this talk show in Altspace, right? Is that where it started? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Altspace? And then you ended up with more people that wanted to hop in and help, or did you go out and recruit them, or how did that work? Because The Hive is such a cool show.
Thank you.
Kind, really. Yeah,
and you just had Nava. She's the new host on your show, so she's really awesome.
She was great.
Awesome. She was a good get.
So
like,
we had so much fun with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was actually Alex was the other person that was on the short list of people I wanted to take over The Hive. So yeah.
But can you afford me?
That's what I want. Yeah. Like, sure. No, I'm kidding. No, you definitely were. I was looking at people who were doing something and could do it. However, I knew you were doing like other specific things, and Nava does her own social VR stuff as well, but it also is pretty solo. So I just thought, like, if she had people as a team helping her, we could do something really great. And Nava's just like one of my really dear friends. Like, mm-hmm. we've met 2 years ago, and we just try and do projects together here and there. So there was that, and there were people who, you know, approached. And I can tell you, I don't know if you had this experience, but I have a lot of people who message me and say, oh, I want to help, I want to be involved. And I have never said no. I've always said, if you wanted to help, like join, just come in. Actually my production manager is on Panko's team on Onward. And he approached me and asked me, and then he said, well, I just want to let you know, like, I have like a podcast I'm trying to do. I just want to like let you know that. And honestly, I was like, if you want to come here and learn how to do what we do and use it, then cool. Like, it's like a community thing. You know, I won't say I won't have secrets. It takes a lot to put together these productions, and we learned a whole lot of things that other mm-hmm. people benefit from. I mean, like, even Altspace like had meetings with us to ask us how we did certain things. So we definitely know what we're doing. But I don't want to take that away from other people. Like, everyone should be able to help out. But there are people who want to help out, and then they can't handle it, or they disappear. So to have the team that I do, who's like stayed and commit to it, is like that. Like, I really do treasure them. Seriously, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Snooper Fox in the house here, and Goo E, thank you guys for being here. Mama Verds, Alex Nicolazzo, thanks for being here. And
we appreciate you guys.
Space really Roach VR, who has been on the show, and he's a homie. We love him. Rendered Reality is in chat right now. Probably Sean, because I'm pretty sure he's the one that turns all the knobs over there at Rendered Reality. They basically had a unique little tiny VR Central, by the way. How's it going? A little tiny
Wise Director, what's up?
Oh, is that Wise Director?
Yeah, it's Wise Director.
Oh, I didn't know that. So anyway, they did like a little mini podcast today, talking exclusively about the game that has been released from NDA today, and we are so goddamn excited. Population motherfucking one, everybody. Oh, it is here.
Dude.
It is
so... I can't. I am so excited. Dude.
This game's amazing.
It's so good. I don't care what it looks like on the trailer. It is so freaking good when you get in there. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, the trailer looks all right. But yeah, you can't do this game any justice until you're in this game.
It is awesome.
It's just absolutely amazing.
Have you been in there, Vivian? What do you think?
Yeah. So, yes. And I actually, now we can say it. We did cast a game of this. And if you're in the Pop One Discord, and I think maybe they opened it up now, but like, we casted a game to see what it would be like to cast a game, Pooh Nanners and I. Mm-hmm. So that was... it was really fun to like watch. It's just like really high energy. A lot of the things I did with Pop One was just send them people, like they were so on it though. Like, actually, if you know Storm, she was one of the original Colettos that was gonna Coletto it up. Yeah. Wow. So we're trying to do like an all girls tournament, and so we've got like a few all girl squads and some other like well known women streamers. So we want to do that, and just like, I don't know, for fun and stuff. I mean, look how badass it is. How like you,
like, it is so badass. Like I could go on and on and on about how fucking good this game is. Like visually amazing. The game mechanics, like reloading mechanics, awesome. Like aiming feels good. Different than some other games. You kind of have to lead your shots a little bit. Yeah. I think it really is like taking Fortnite and putting it into virtual reality. But here's the thing.
It really is.
I give zero shits about Fortnite and 5 million shits about Population One. I think this is going to be the game. Like,
yeah, this is going to sell headsets.
This is going to put VR on the freaking map, dude. Like, I'm so excited for this game to come out. It's not even funny.
It's like PUBG and Fortnite had a baby. But in VR, and you can climb anything, you can jump off anything, you have this jetpack, you just put your arms out and you just fly.
Oh, dude, yes.
This is unbelievable, man. Like, you can just climb the tallest thing you see in the game and then just dive off and mow people down as you're falling. It's just
blast
incredible.
Through a window, blasting as you come flying in there, dude.
Yep.
The health in that game comes in the form of a banana or a soda can. I love the banana.
Yeah,
the banana,
you
have to peel it. All four directions, and it has to be good too. You can't just like scramble on it. It has to be like 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm excited to have another shooter. Like,
it's like team based, small squad based, which I like. Yeah. It's so easy to get two other homies together.
It is. Their system of grabbing your friends, I mean, is exactly what games like Solaris should have done. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't get in a game like this with your friends, don't even release it.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Seriously. I mean, because this game is, I think it's all squad based, right? Like, there's no solos.
Right.
So it's right. Six squads of three.
No, I think it's 7, isn't it?
Is it 7?
No, it's 6.
I think it's 6.
I know because I've been last a few times.
So six squads of three, 18 players. Yeah. There is a awesome revive mechanic when after you drop somebody, they kind of become a ghost and they can like move towards their teammates. It's at a very reduced movement speed. It's like, you know, maybe 25%, 30% movement speed. And then when you get to your homies, they can pull out the defibrillator and rub these shits together.
Until they're fully charged.
Charge it up, and you have to stay on it. You can't move, otherwise it'll like go back down. You rip this thing up. And boom, bring your homie back. Like,
it's so fun. And he comes back with no guns and half health. So then you got to scramble to find weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. Absolutely. There's the defibrillator scene that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and it's anxiety. Or there's a lot of anxiety involved because you're trying to hide somewhere to bring back your friend. And the enemy can hear the defibrillator. So they know you're going to, you know, you're trying to revive somebody.
Right.
And you're trying to get this shit done before someone comes around the corner and blasts your ass. So, great game.
It's absolutely so amazing. Good. Vivian, are you seeing all these esports implications? Because I know I am.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but like in a different way because it's like Battle Royale. So I think it's like would be structured a little bit differently, I suppose. But yeah, we have like our player, like our esport guy go to is Pesky. So he's Pesky. The guy that,
Thanks for shooting me and killing me so many times in this game, bro. Just eliminating us, just walking in and just destroying our team. Thank you.
Yeah, Pesky. Him and Rockefeller, right? So,
yep,
they kill it. So yeah, I definitely think so. I gotta say, I'm really sad about Onward, like right now. So bringing in a new game, I think would maybe fill the void a little bit.
Game, I think this is gonna fill a million voids.
I think this is gonna
people who want multiplayer, the people who want graphics, the people who want an engaging, immersive experience, the people who want to compete, the people who want to cooperate. I think everybody's getting what they're looking for here. To your point, you said that I think it will need to be structured. I agree with you. I saw a Fortnite tournament one time, and it was kind of like a point system where like you played X amount of games, and then like based on your placements, you got certain point values, and then like the people who had the most points at the end won it. Something similar to that. Does that sound familiar?
No. I'm on like watching it right now and trying to remember how we cast this, because it was just like nonstop action. And then, oh yeah, the paddles is so great. I think it also has like this really like fun, I don't want to say cartoony, but like more like chill vibe to it, I suppose. Yeah. Like it's not like super immersive, but it has like really cool things like the climbing and the jetpack and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think it brings something extra, but I'm not sure how it's going to work, but it definitely should have tournaments with it. Like battle royale or something like, mm-hmm. But I'm not sure how that part is going to play out, but Big Box can totally like just do it like themselves. They can just host all of these and just see which squad, which is going to be Pesky Squad.
I better find my way onto that. Wolverine
Supreme.
I better find my way onto that squad. When the tower tag tournament happened, I hit him up immediately. Yeah. I was like, "Hey, dude, you got a team? Can I please?"
He's so nasty. He's just so nasty at anything that involves a gun. It's ridiculous.
He's the guy that we send in for if a dev approaches us or wants to know if their game is VR ready. He's our guy. Like we send him in and he gives, you know, notes and pointers. And then also we challenged Cloudhead to Pistol Whip when it first launched. So we had the game for like a week or two or so. And then we're like, okay, so for your big launch party, we're going to challenge you guys to your own game. And they're like, come on. Like, I was like, Pesky, he beat some of the devs and he was very close to beating Denny. Like it was like razor thin line. So he's really, really good. And he's also going to be doing Pesky's like how many cashews does he give your game? So we're going to do like a nuts rating.
3 out of 5 I like cashews.
That. I like that, man. That's amazing. He, I forget what I was going to say about Pesky, but yeah, he's really good. He destroyed me in Tower Tag all the time too. He was on your team.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's just really, really good.
By the way, there's one more thing that I feel like bears repeating about Population 1, mm-hmm. and it is how fucking far you can see in that game. I forgot to mention this. You can see everything. Like, you can see enemies from so far away. It looks so good on the quest.
Yep.
Like, it is seriously insanely good.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those games people say, like, oh, what are you playing on? I'm like, I'm on the quest. And they're like, oh, I'm on the index. I'm like, yeah, I've played on the index too, but I'll tell you what, there's almost no difference. Anti-aliasing, you know, mm-hmm. you lose some of the jaggies, but the game looks so freaking good on the quest. There's no reason for me to even put it on my index.
Yep, I played it on my Vive Pro with the Knuckles once, mm-hmm. and it was great, but mm-hmm. every time since, it's been on the quest just because it's so accessible, it's and so easy.
Once
it
Quest 2 so comes out, right? Quest 2 comes out, what's going to be the point of playing this on the PC? There'll be no point.
Dude, people are going to go over to their friend's house and their buddies are going to be like, hey man, check this out.
Yes, and that's going
to
be it.
It's going to be over. Yep. Like, people are going to be running to go and get this.
Yeah, I really think great. So. Yeah. They should totally do that. Buy a Quest, play this game, and give us back Onward.
Give us back on. From all the little kids that go in there and just team kill you.
not just that. I like told you guys before, because like I agreed to, you know, you asked me to be on the show, and of mm-hmm. course, I wanted to, and but I haven't really been in VR as much. I've been like in for things that like I've committed to play, or like if I was asked to beta test something, and so I still will go in for those specific things, and some Tilt Brush because I was just doing some fun art. But other than that, it's just been unplugged. I'll go like even over a week of not even turning on my computer, so it's just been not so much focused on playing VR on the inside. So I casted a few games, but you know, again, that's Pancake style. So
right, what about the Quest 2? Are you planning on getting one? Are you excited about it?
Yes, we are getting a Quest 2. It should be somewhere soon. Yes, just because of why not? it's not that expensive. Yeah. And I still sell it. So like I wanted to mention like why I'm not really into VR at the moment. And like the Quest is great. And I just feel like right now there's so much controversy around like Facebook login and all the quality of whichever. And my feelings are that of course we want more adoption, like VR adoption. And I love the Quest because it is not because like anyone can do it. I mean, that's great too, but really because of the work I do like for enterprise level, you know? So in that sense, it's really great. It's accessible and it's easy. But what I don't like is that there aren't more competitors for it. I feel like I really just want just one company, and it could have been Oculus, Facebook, that was like, you know, no apologies, we are going to make the best headset, and we don't care, you know, of getting everybody on it. Not everyone and their mom has to be on it. We're just going to do the best headset with the, you know, the best visuals. Because what happened with Onward is that you had this game that was immersive. Sure, there were things that were broken and stuff, but I even sent you a video, a comparison video. But then when they opened up to the Quest, it was great. They made a lot of money, which is great. They should be able to be successful. But the graphics just completely changed the game, and you guys played it, so you know you have probably had some issues as well. And so like everything that we trained for, and you need to understand for those of you who don't know, but like the people who play in League, we play like 20 to 30 hours a week with our team, and then when we're not playing, we're doing strats, you know, and we're talking and we're reviewing tapes and setting up scrims. And so we are like constantly, you know, dedicated to this game. And a lot of what we planned, even though it's fine, like you have to change tactics, it just completely took it away. I mean, look how great the smokes look. And I sent the comparison one that were with the new smokes. And I just wish that like people would just be unapologetic about making something that's fucking awesome, you know, because now we know what it was and kind of have to like throw that away. And that just really blows.
The problem is just that, you know, that adoption is low, right? Like it's just not high. And the biggest issue is cost, you know? So making the best headset in the world comes at a very high price point. Yeah. And most people are not willing to shell out the cash to do it. So it's like, we either put out a $200 or $300 headset and people can use VR, which is available today. Like it works and it's really good. Or, you know, we, you know, go like the Valve Index route, make the best possible thing that we can. And then, you know, if you want to do VR the right way, you'll shell out the cash. So, you know, I would almost say that, like, I almost feel like the Index is that. Like,
Yeah, and I think the Quest 2 is going to be a gateway drug to PC VR. You know what I mean?
But it's going to be really good. Like, you think people are going to be like, okay, I really need a PC now?
Yeah. I'm not sure, because the Quest, though, is really... It's good graphics, and I gotta say, like, there are some positives. Like when I put on my Quest to play Onward, the two times I did it, I did it a few times. It's just that it's like the freedom, you know. Like when you're competing, it's like all over the place. But I don't think it has to be like mutually exclusive. You know, Facebook could have done this. They could have said, here's the Quest for the everyman, but we're also going to keep the Rift, the Rift S, whatever. And because there's other people in the game, there are, you know, iBuyPower, you've got CyberPower, you got all these people who can be a part of this, you know, this video gaming empire, right? And it could be just hardcore gamers, but what if it was just kind of like the pro grade? You know what I mean? Like, okay, fine. Like everyone can play it, but there are competitors out here that can show off what we can do, not just like, okay, everyone get a headset and play for 10 minutes before giving up and ruining other people's games, you know?
What's your thoughts on the Quest has a screen that has the resolution that surpasses the Index. Now, I know it doesn't mean it's going to be the Index or the Index killer, because there's still a lot more that goes into that than just the resolution of the screen. But I feel like with Link, and or virtual desktop wireless PC streaming, especially at 90 hertz with a killer resolution screen like that, I feel like we're just heading in a direction where that high-end headset that would just be PC or that lower end headset that is just mobile is now meshed into one, right? And that, you know, obviously that's the direction they want to go. They want to be able to adopt, you know, have people grab the one device. They get to manufacture only that one device, bring their costs down. But then at the same time, people are out there buying it for all the different needs that they want, you know, whether it be PC VR or standalone VR, you know, because PC VR is amazing, but how do you do things in the future once this virus shit is over? You know, that's social, like Space Pirate Arena type of stuff, right? Where you're actually in a physical space with people running around a warehouse with your quests on. You can't do that with PC VR, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Not until there's some good wireless stuff going on. So I don't know. I'm excited for the Quest 2, but at the same time, I'm not excited for the Quest 2 because it just means everyone's gonna dive into Facebook and everyone's just gonna get their data stolen, and no one really understands what that means, you know. But
yeah, cool. I mean, I'm seeing excited. Like in the chat, like people talking about it. I mean, I'm a business person. I totally get it. I'm not even talking about all the pros, like, but what about this and this and this? All I'm saying is that you had people who put money and time and energy to play this amazing game with so much potential, like esports in general, so much potential. And we just haven't gotten there yet. But think about like Pancake Games. People, they sell out stadiums more than like the NBA finals to watch some people click on a mouse. And I'm sure they're good mouse clickers. I don't know. But it's just that that's what they're doing as opposed to like people in headsets. And like you've seen people, right? At OC5, like they're like prone and they have to like actually pull things. You see them writing with chalk.
It's like a real sport.
You see them like doing all of this physical movement. You see like when they play Echo, they're sweating. And it really brings in the action, right? And then you actually get to see the skill because the skill is not clicking. I'm sorry, I don't know what skills are involved. I'm sure I cannot click a mouse as well as everyone else, but the skill involved to playing a game that requires dexterity, you know, and timing and all of that immersion, like that is just so freaking awesome. Yeah. Why did they do this to us?
And that is so awesome. I love how immersive and how like full body VR is. However, to come to the defense of the clickers, because I feel like I need to.
I don't know. Sure.
To come to their defense, in my opinion, video games, when it comes to like a keyboard and mouse or a controller, it really files everything down to mental competition, because it's not so much about like how fast you can click, right? Because everyone can click fast. It becomes more about like the strategies and like the mental stuff. You know, anybody can do this, right? Anybody can move their fingers. So it's really what's happening up here that they're competing with, not this. You know, I mean, in VR it's different, right? If we're playing Spark or something, I'm ripping on this thing, I'm bouncing that ball back and forth to you, you know, that kind of thing. But one of the things I've always loved about video games, especially competitive video games, is that it's like competition where you don't need to be physically gifted, right? Like if you're 6'5", if you're 4'4", you ain't gonna be an NBA player. Sorry, that's all there is to it. But you can be 4'4", pick up that controller and crush that Skiva-sized dude in that game just because you're that much smarter or that much quicker up here. Mm-hmm. So for those reasons, I actually can totally see why people watch those things, because it's like, it's almost like the brain's competing, not the fingers and the mice.
Sure. You know what I mean? I go watch people play Sudoku competitively, which is awesome. But you're right. It is. And chess, like you are watching people like do something mental, like in that, and I get that. But what I mean is like for VR, if you can sell out a stadium of people wanting to watch that, I mean, Onward is a mental game. Like I am a terrible shooter. I can input the code and stuff, but the only way I usually, not the only way, but the most of the time when I win in Onward, it's because I was I outsmarted somebody or something, mm-hmm. or I took a chance and went a certain route and did something that ultimately paid off. But it's those choices that you see that people have to make. And then you also have to see, like, can they physically do that, you know, as right. well? And right. there's things like I'm short, right? And we have players who are really tall, and we always argue. They're like, oh, you're such a small target. I'm like, yeah, but if we snapshot, like, I hit your belt and you hit my head. So there's that. So there's all these different advantages that can change, and you can still play, you know. And even if you can't, like, because Onward is more like, it's really physical, but there are other esport games in VR that you can sit and play, which is good too. But that's just like kind of where I am. Like, I'm like, I had a really, you know, we had a great team, and I actually still like talk to my team every day, but it's just like, it just sucks. And I mm-hmm. really just wanted to express that because I feel like some of us can't. It's like, so, you know, like the talk in the Discord, I can't even go in there anymore, but like, we do have some cool new people and we have a lot of new teams. So there is those positives that I absolutely see, and I'm not taking away from that. Like, we obviously want the league to grow and we want more people to play it, but like, I mean, you have the top two teams in the US like not playing Onward right now, and they're all playing Pop One and stuff. It's like, you,
and is that because of the 1.8 update? Is that yeah. is that where kind of everyone just dropped ship and they're like, nope, forget it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's because like, if we wanted to play a run and gun game, maybe we'll play Pavlov. You know, like, we have, hey Heather, she's a Pavlov player. And not that doesn't have any thinky skills, but I liken it more to running gun because it's such fast rounds. Whereas in Onward, I mean, 6 minutes, well, it's 5 minutes now, but that's a long time, you know, mm-hmm. like, you're asking people to patiently play hide and seek, but mm-hmm. essentially, mm-hmm. but it's, yeah, it just kind of like takes it all away, the immersion, like the sounds, like I'm shooting somebody, but I hear the sounds over there, or I keep thinking someone's running behind me, but it's just the sound, or the maps look different for people in the quest than they do for people on PC. Just there's all kinds of different things that just like, just change it. It's like not even competitive because like, we legitimately have strats. Like, I can tell you them now because I'm not playing, but like, we have strats of like, two people are going to go this way and you're going to have to bring your big guns to suppress, and then one person with the shield, and everyone's going to distract this side and this side and completely draw away attention. We're going to use smokes to cover this area and this area so that you can cross. And then you do it and you time it in that practice. That's what we do. So, you go, it takes this amount of time to get to this point. So we need to get to this point before they can flank us. Like, those are things that we learn, and that those are like important things that like kind of been taken away because you're playing teams that just like, well, no, it doesn't work like that anymore. The smokes suck or whatever it is. So they just run out and just try and kill you. So
what, in your opinion, what needs to happen with Onward? Because they're on quest, right? And I mean, I feel like if you're a developer, that you have to be there. You know, mm-hmm. like, if you want to be successful, you got to be on the quest. I think that's really what a lot of developers are kind of starting to realize.
Yeah, so you want to make money. Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, like, and if you could just like choose what happened next, what would you say? What's going to fix Onward?
Well, I think that they are trying to fix Onward, and I think that they will. Again, I'm not. Wait, you know what? I'm not going to make excuses. I am hating on the quest right now because of this. I don't hate quest users. I have my quest over here. It looks freaking awesome. I mean, I got my quest for free, and I worked with Oculus and Facebook.
Is it not Downpour?
No. I'm saying is that they're catering to the quest right now. But like, mm-hmm. and I love that, and I love Downpour too. They're great people. It's that they had a deadline, you know, with Oculus, and they had to get the game out. Totally makes sense. But what I already knew this was happening because I figured like, what else would they do? Is that it looks like the quest version, you know, on PC, and that really sucks. And I think they need to kind of bring back some of like, a lot of the graphics, you know, like the pop in really sucks. And then they'll fix the sound, but they will fix that. They've always had that on the roadmap to fix these things. But in order to get it to the right state, like we need to like, they need to make decisions on, can we sacrifice this for crossplay, or are we going to do things like VR chat where not everything is crossplay? Like VR chat does a really great job of implementing a lot of things. I used to do my show in VR chat as well, and they're old school, like OG community. They're awesome. They have it where the room is either, you know, you can go in on PC or the Quest or PC only, you know, and I feel like that would be great for competitive. That would be great to have that. Although I guess we had talked about having a Quest League and a PC League. I don't know. I'm not into the politics of it. I'm just saying what needs to happen is they need to fix those things that made the game playable, like the sounds and the trades, or like being able to see into a window that other players can't. You know, just basic stuff like that. And I know that they're hard at work doing that. So I'm not hating on Downpour or anything. You know, it's... I'm just pissed. Like, yeah, I don't know what else to say. Right. I mean, I'm glad of a few things though. I have, the community's great. I love them. You see them in here right now. Mama Bird, Snooper, Gooey, they are part of the community, and that's why they're here watching. So it's a great community. And I also like, I had a lot of hours, like 1500 hours of playing, of enjoying. So I got more than my money's worth, right? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely has done like good things for me. And so and before that I was like, oh, before the Quest update, I'm gonna have fun, you know, like I'm gonna go in and just have like a fun old time. And no one else I knew was really on, so I just like went into a random lobby and we had a blast, and it was just like so much fun. Like I think I sent some clips of like the, you know, the nades and just all these different things that just was such a freaking awesome game. The people were cool, even though we were strangers. The gameplay was good, the strats, all of it. And then the last game I played of Onward with my team, with my co-captain, that was the best game. I think all of us who played that game, the best game of Onward we have ever played, because we got destroyed, embarrassed. If Lipinski is in there, their team freaking annihilated us in embarrassing fashion. They won the round in like the map in like 10 minutes, and they capped on us twice. And we were like, wow, that really sucked. You know, like, I mean, a lot of people would be pissed. Like, they would just be like, fuck this, and, you know, whatever. But, like, we had a choice to make, and we kept our heads in the game. And we actually even made some jokes, like, yeah, we'll pick Volk, you know, like, not that it matters, you know, just stuff like that. And then in the next round, back. You know, and they were like, what the hell just happened? And so we broke their momentum, and then we brought it back in the third map, and we won. And it was the best game of Onward I have ever played, because it encompassed everything, like strats, plans, talking with your team. You're playing the a struggle. Really good team, you know, rise like all of these things. Above. Yeah,
well, it's totally I think we're at an interesting point right now, because VR, right, like so far it's all like all of the experiences have basically like gotten better as the technological limitations have been alleviated, you know. And it's like we're at a point now where like there might be people who just love, like you, Onward, and they're like, nah, we don't need these other games, that's fine, you know. Like Smash Bros. 64 happens, everyone loves it, it's the best game ever. Smash Bros. Melee comes out, everyone freaks out, huge competitive scene is comes out, and then Brawl comes out, and all those Melee players are like, Brawl? I don't think so. And there are still people who play Melee today, even after Ultimate has come out, which is amazing. I know this is a Nintendo podcast, but I'm just trying to compare them, because we're at a point now where the technology and the games might get better, look better, grow. But if that game is sound and it's good, period, and they continue to work on it and fix those things, they might have a solid community of you and your friends and everybody else who's in the Pro Armor community continue to play this game throughout the years. You know, like it seems like it has kind of managed to grow some roots. So I am interested to see what happens, because games come out like Population One. It, for me, it's going to be very hard to go and spend an hour in Onward when I could rather spend an hour in Population One.
Well, just so remember that they're very, very different games.
Oh, yeah. Like
Onward is very, very much a military simulator, and Population One is very arcadey, you know. And, you know, the Onward gun mechanics are phenomenal. They're just absolutely amazing.
Right?
And the Population One gun mechanics...
Yeah, with the Stingley.
It's different.
I mean, it's kind of pointless to like compare. And I know that people who are exclusively on the Quest, like when they put on Onward, I know that they're like, this is the best shooter, because it is for Quest. I mean, it is a fantastic. Putting on a headset and playing 5v5 and Milsim with like these good looking guns and stuff, I mean, that is like, if I was just on a Quest, I would, you know, just love it. So definitely different shooters, a little bit different for everyone in different ways. And I really don't compare games like Pelv or Onward. I mean, there really is no point. We all like different ones for like different aspects of it.
And really what I'm comparing then isn't the games, but it's their influence. It's their presence in their community. What's the percentage of all VR players that game is pulling? Mm-hmm. You know, and like I was saying, I just feel like as games continue to come out, especially competitive ones, online ones that make it easier to group up with your friends, and it looks extremely good on the Quest, even though Onward looks good, I'm gonna say Population One is the best looking Quest game out there, you know? Hands down.
For sure.
So it's just gonna be interesting, because I can see the community surviving and maybe even growing and getting stronger throughout the years as people are like, hold on, people are still playing Onward? Why? You know, like, hold on, that game's still that popular? Why? Like, people might fall back into it, you know? So I'm excited to see what happens, you know? Because either way, I'm not personally invested like you are in Onward. So I'm like kind of like sitting right in the middle, you know? I'm just going to watch it just go either way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my main gripe with Onward is like when I hop in at night and I'm not with friends and I hop in with randoms. And like, I swear, like 9 times out of 10, you start a match, you wait all that time in the lobby, and then some little kid on your team just pops you in the face. Just like, dude. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Some Danish gets at the choppa, might shoot you in the face. Fucking asshole.
Well, I mean, like, aside from the gaming, which is funny when people like bring me in for gaming stuff, because I told you guys I'm not like really a gamer. Yeah. I started with social VR. So we are doing other things. I just want to, like, even though I'm not like playing Onward all the time, there are still some cool things that I want to point out, because our team is working hard on it. I know Cammy's in the chat. But the Respawn is, we're going to be featuring different pro players and their streams. So people who have competed, because it's a different mindset. Not everyone likes to compete. So we're gonna be streaming them like a channel, so you can watch what it's like for when a pro player like goes to practice, or when how they approach different games. So it'd be like a channel. So we're doing that, and we want to do the same thing with the Hive, with social VR. And we do have people like lined up ready for that. And then outside of VR, I'll still continue casting for, I just did the Walking Dead thing for whoever asked me, really. And I am going to be finishing the book that I wrote about VR.
Nice.
What? May or may not be in it. So I'm just gonna side note, want to like shout out to my friend Suzanne Park, who wrote Loathe at First Sight. It's about a gamer girl. And so she sent this to me, and I just want to say, like, Suzanne Park, and I love that these novels are coming out. Like, you guys had Gary on. Like, I'm the writer. That's like what I like love to do. So I started writing a few different things. Like, one, we had all, like, our team is committed to writing a how-to for about social, like, production, like how it works and how we've done it. And it really has a lot more to do with like technical stuff. But then the other one is like a fun tell-all story So if you've made me mad, I'm kidding. No, it's just a fictional story, and I'm going to be working on that, and I'm still like, you know, heavily supporting everyone, and I love all the people I've, well, not all the people, but I love a lot of the people that I met. We still have a great community in the Hive, you know, an active Discord. So I'm not like gone forever. And all the things that I said really is not like to hate on Downpour or Quest or anything. Really, it's just like the circumstances of what happened. Mm-hmm. And that's something to consider. If you're a dev and you're watching this, like, think about that. Like, the thing I admire most about Dante, who, you know, created Onward, was that he said, I created a game that I wanted to play. You know,
yep.
And that he was unapologetic about that. And I really, really love that, because there's a good group of people who understood that vision, and who are crazy intense enough to want to play hide and seek with guns. You know, mm-hmm. It's hide and seek, guys. Come on.
Yeah, it really is. You don't go running around in this game just trying to blast people away and then respawn and start over. Like, right. It's not a Call of Duty at all.
So when's this book coming out?
Good question. I don't know as fast as I can write it. I do have like a bit of a busy life that I've been trying to not be so busy with, but anyone who like knows me knows that I'm just like mile a minute doing a bunch of different stuff. But again, awesome team. We've got Nava, we got Cammy, we've got a lot of really great people who can do all these things. So we're hopefully trying to like
I feel like I need to write a book, you know, like Gary wrote a book.
Everyone write a book.
And you're writing a book, like, what the fuck? Like, I need to write one.
Yeah, you should write one.
Yours isn't a novel though, right? Yours, you said, is like, what is it?
Well, no, there's two. The one that is about production. So I think that's something like somebody who's like into production or tech, like, can understand how we did some of the weird things we did. Like, don't forget, we did like Onward tournaments in Allspace, where when you go into Allspace, you go into a room that looks exactly like Suburbia, because we ported the map over.
Cool.
And it looked like Suburbia. And then there was a screen on the North Street or South Street where we projected a live game of people's feeds, and we had the casters, the actual casters, standing on the APC on the South Street, watching the screen and casting it. So we do weird shit like that, you know. We brought Beat Saber in, and we were in Beat Saber and Allspace at the same time. We had actual Beat Sabers in our VR hands, and you watched our feed as we played the multiplayer, and you watched us play it. I mean, like, that's the kind of stuff that that we do, and I kind of want to share that with in like a book, just because it's, people ask us for like that kind of stuff all the time, because it took us so long to like
tell you what, it'll be really helpful for me. I mean, you guys are doing things that I'm currently kind of trying to figure out.
Yeah,
you know? So that's awesome. I think that's great. You guys have an amazing production value, just a very original show with the Hive, and people need to check it out. And then, man, VR Respawn, what can you say? You're crushing it, dude. You're just crushing it.
Hey, yeah. So what is the deal with the Hive right now? Because we just had Nava on, mm-hmm. and she's kind of made it sound like it's on a little bit of a break. You know,
it is.
You guys, yeah. Do you have plans to pick it up, or just whenever you can, or what do you think?
No, we do. Nava did a fantastic job of doing a like, she did a 12-week season, like weekly, and that. It's a lot, because we're like, you guys know, you do a show, but we have like a timeline, like it's on an exact day and the exact time, because mm-hmm. that we have to time. And then we also have to give notes to like our developer if he has to change anything in the room or add anything. So there's a lot of like productions that go into it. And we took a bit of a break. And also, speaking of changes, Allspace changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that a lot of these things affect us, like, you know, Engage, they created the platform that the shows are on. I mean, that's what they do, right? And so they are like killing it with exactly what you'd want to do from a production, like, let's build the app we want people to go to. And they have a great model in that case. And I love you. Hi, Chris. So we're trying to figure out, like, do we want to stay in Altspace. Like, we all are also in Horizons right now. And so there's a lot of different like ways we may want to approach it. I also do like an on-camera show where I interview players. So yeah, so we took a break just because it was very much needed. But when we mm-hmm. come back, we're coming back with the continuous streaming of pro players and social VR players, and then hopefully a show. But we just kind of have to figure out where.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Excellent. Well, right on. You know, I think, oh, crap. I'm dropping stuff. Sorry. And my battery is running out here on my laptop. But, but you know, I wanted to throw a shout out real quick. Because, so we sometimes cover news. Well, we try to cover, you know, some of the top stuff. And I get a lot of news from this really, really cool newsletter. And it is called Virtual Perception.
Yes. No, yes, with Tom,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's super good stuff. And I just wanted to put this out there because I think people might want to go and sign up for this because, you know, every week you'll get an email with all the top stories, you know, yeah. and it's great. You don't have to do anything. The news will come to you. Not that I want to replace us, but, you know, or
we're
like,
not anywhere near
yeah, we're not news, you know, but I did want to give these guys a shout out because it's such good stuff. So go over there and sign up, guys, and check it out. So awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah. He anyway. Does it like TechCrunch, where it's mm-hmm. like just bite-sized news, because I just read TechCrunch. I don't want to scour the web. And he just kind of gives you like the updates of stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it too.
What's up, yeah, Fabster? Sure. He's asking a pop one question. Are they going to open it up so you can play solo? And I think the answer is no. I haven't heard anything about that.
Well, they used to have a tutorial, like if you went into the training, they had different modes for single player stuff with bots. That is since a couple months ago, or maybe a month ago, I think that got taken out. And there's this kind of crappy bot mode right now. But I can't imagine they wouldn't be making something like
solos
that, yeah, solo stuff just like offline play with bots,
you know. Oh, but I mean? Not for yeah. like you're the only one out there for
right.
your squad,
right?
Like
exactly.
That's not gonna happen.
No,
stay a squad based game,
right?
Yeah,
right. At least, you know, at least for now, you know, you don't know what these people have on their road on their road map, right? Mm. But it needs this game shines with cooperative play. I mean, I don't think you'd want to play this one player anyway, unless you were just going in to practice your aim and stuff like that. But
yeah, and the other thing that's cool in there too is like your like friend leaderboard is like really awesome.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like the images yeah. of like the leaderboards in there, yeah. like you open it up, like everyone's avatar is there next to yeah. their name. It like shows you how many wins they have, yeah. like their weekly stats, and like really makes it easy to compare how yeah. well you're performing to your friends, yeah. Which I think can easily spark some competition. Like I saw Poon Anners, holy shit.
Yeah.
That dude has played some fucking Pop One.
Yeah.
Like a lot, I think more than anybody. Like I would be surprised if there's somebody with more games under his belt than Poon Anners. I couldn't believe it when I said it was like 500, 600 games or something.
Wow.
It's like, holy wow. shit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for this to come out on October 22nd, right? Because it's yeah. like, I just, so many friends I want to hop in here with.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so sick. We keep going back to population one. It's that good.
And yeah. today's the day that we've been biting our tongues
yep.
for a long time.
Sometime,
like yeah, we've yeah, been yeah. wanting to talk about this yeah. game. So anyway, I think we've said everything that we need to say about it for today, though.
Yeah.
Well, you did mention Poon Anners, who's my business partner, and he is freaking awesome. You should totally have him on your show. He is like the yeah, smartest guy. Yeah. Like everyone calls him to like help rig whatever it is that they need in like a technical aspect. Mm-hmm. But like, I gotta say, like just knowing him personally, like we've gotten to know each other since we merged the Hive and V-Respawn. He is like the most genuine guy who has like the nicest heart. Like he would do anything for his friends. Like the minute anyone is like down or needs something, he's like, how can I help? Like Alex, you're in our super secret, you know, Twitter chat thing, you know, he's always like, okay, like how can I help with that? So he's been playing a lot because like we've been trying to cast Pop One for fun and just to see like the potential of it. But he, like that studio of his that he has, like when we do that show, I'm not even there. He beams me, and that's why I thought that's what you guys were doing. I was like, Alex, what are you doing there? Like, so I think it's like kind of like a render reality. I think they do that, don't they? Yep. I don't know. Yep. They beam each other. Yeah,
they do. So his show looks amazing, and he's also we're definitely gonna have him. Tell him to come and do our show because he's like a great speaker. He's a great caster.
He's got the greatest hairdo.
Is legendary. Please introduce my hair.
He's like 10 years older than me. And it's really? Like, yeah, and he looks amazing. The dude's like eternally youthful. Like, holy shit, you look younger than I do, and you're like 10 years fucking older than I am.
Definitely have him on. And I will be there in the background to tell him to stop talking. That's like my role.
Yeah.
Like, when we're producing shows, like, I'm just in his ear in Discord, and I'm like, okay, Peter, stop talking. He's like, okay. The thing is, I gotta stop talking. So.
Yeah, he's a good dude, and you can definitely spot him from... in a crowd, you know. He's tall and he has the super distinct hair, and it's like, boom, there he is, man. Yeah. It's fucking Pooh Manners. I love it.
I got a question for you, Viv. I don't know. I know that you have a Quest, right? But what's your daily driver as far as your headset goes?
My what?
Did you mention your daily driver? Like, what do you use the most for your for your preferred headset?
I have the Index. I mean, I have the Vive, Rift, the Odyssey.
Nice.
Okay. HD. Like, I have like all of them, really. I should say, like, if it had better graphics, the OG Rift, because their sensors are like, that is the best experience I had with sensors. I was a little OP with 4. Like, they said, like, 3 is all you need, 4 is not necessary. But for Onward, like, I would put them at different levels because, like, when you're prone or lower, you kind of need that right there. So I had those, and it was just the best controller for playing. And
the original touch controllers.
Yeah, the controllers and the sensors are just, it's out of this world awesome. But then I did move to, the Index, just because all the Coletto's got one. So
that's cool.
That's sick. Index too. Yeah, you guys got any fucking openings on that squad? I'll come in. I'll join.
Do you have to wear stilettos though? Please tell me.
No. Fun fact, I'm the only one that wears heels. Everyone's like, we don't have to wear heels, do we? I'm like, why wouldn't you wear heels?
Right, there you go.
But no guys on heels, please.
All right. Fine. I mean, I would wear heels for a week for a Valve Index.
I gotta say, so guys, I have a Valve Index.
I think a few of us can make this happen. I think of all.
Oh, I want to see it. Let's do that.
Done. I'll document it. I'll make a video. Yeah. I wore heels for a week to get a Valve Index. Or can I get the G2 instead?
Dude,
it's cheaper, right?
Dude,
I'm on the G2.
So let's not even. So the G2, right, is one thing, but let me see. I know I have a video here, but the G2
Omnicept.
Oh my god! So this thing is a 4K per eye resolution headset with the Valve Index off ear speaker system. It has a heart rate monitor on the forehead. It has eye tracking. It has facial expression tracking. They can combine everything together to get a sense of your presence and your state of mind. And they're just doing amazing things with this headset. And I gotta say, man, I never thought I'd want a WMR headset this bad. You know, I've had the Odyssey, and I got rid of it just because I have the Index, and it's like, why bother? But
it is super amazing.
Oh my god, I need this.
Unfortunately, you don't need it because there's nothing that supports all those bells and whistles. Like, if there was something that supported the second there's like a great app that supports some of those things, yes, 100%. But otherwise, this is for like specific case enterprise use. Like, we made an app to work with this headset to train X, Y, or Z.
Yes.
You know, but to your point, has there ever been a more badass VR headset? I mean,
no.
I don't even think this compares to the XTAL. I think I'd rather have this over an XTAL because of all that cool shit.
I think so too, man. You know, I wasn't as impressed with the XTAL as I thought it was when we tried it out at CES. I mean, I almost like the Pimax AKX better.
Yeah.
You know, but
we just played a more fun game on it.
Well, we did, yeah. But I mean, yeah, this is true. It probably comes down a lot to the experiences that we had. But I mean, this headset, it doesn't have the field of view that the other headsets have. But I mean, the clarity, you know what I mean? And all the other bells and whistles, man. I mean, mm-hmm. once, like you said, once this stuff is supported somewhere, anywhere, yep. you know, like imagine this even with Facebook Horizons or something like that.
A social app is enough. Killer. Any social app would be fine because then your eye gaze would be tracked, your facial expressions would be tracked. And if they can map that to an avatar, it's a done deal. You don't even have to do anything. It could just be an app of a room where we just sit in and look at each other and talk, and it would be captivating as fuck.
Yeah. I agree, man. I mean, this headset just looks friggin' amazing.
Yeah, it does look sweet.
It's just so good.
How about we start going to conventions again, world, and then we can go and try one somewhere.
Dude, I know. I can't wait till Expos come back. I really...
Or you can ask me, and I will take you to places that you can do that kind of stuff.
Where do you live, Vivian?
Mm-hmm. I'm in Chicago, and there's a Chicago? Really cool VR, like, we have, like, the Cave 2 here. So that's a little bit like VR, AR kind of stuff. But these are people who've been doing VR since the 70s. They're a little jaded. They're like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 because they've just been doing it for so long. Mm-hmm, and they know the technology inside and out. But I work more with, like, enterprise stuff. So it's nice to, like, whine on Twitter, like, I haven't tried this yet. And then and then somebody invites me. That's always nice. Well, so whine, people. That's what you should do.
I guess I'm whining right now, everybody. I really want to play that thing. And if you could just let me. We're in Arizona. So, you know, if you're in Arizona and you got a G2, hit us up. Or, you know, Vivian, get in touch with her and she'll get in touch with us. either that, or I guess we'll just have to come out to Chicago once, you know.
Well, I do have a buddy that has a pre-order on the HP Reverb. And he said he would lend it to us to do some reviews and some videos. But it's not an Omnicept. And, you know, even if it was, we wouldn't be able to really do anything with those.
Right, and they would have to have the app there, like, hooked up, ready to go.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Anyway, listen, I think we should start to wrap this.
Yeah.
We're getting to that time, and like we always say, we could just do this forever. Like,
yeah,
so
seriously.
Fun just to sit here and chat with
the saddest time of the day is when the show is going to be over.
I know. It is sad, but so. I feel like we should probably make it happen. So,
yeah. Well, let's... Should we ask Viv your famous question?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. You know, I mean, I feel like Vivian has been doing a great job of this already, but I always bounce it into your court, and, you know, if you wanted to bring up a topic that you thought needed more attention or you haven't had an opportunity to talk about, this would be the time. But I feel like you came ready to talk about Onward, you know, so which is why I didn't do that. But I will do that since you brought it up. Vivian, before we go, anything that we need to hear or talk about or that you think needs mentioning?
I will say that it would be great to have more of a presence for women playing, and I'm so tired of people like making such a thing about it. Like, it's even reverse sexist to try and focus on women. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Just you know, like, support women. The Onward community, man, they are on it. Like, if you talk shit to anybody, really, it doesn't have to be a woman, they'll like back you up and be like, get the hell out of here, you know. So they are like, I think I was like trolled on the last cast I did, and he just like got booted immediately. But I think that, and also I see some people in the chat, and so I did promise to say a few things, because I said watch this, I put in my Discord, watch it, because I'm going to talk shit about all of you. So I just want to say that my Discord people are the worst people in the world. They are just insane. If you're in my Discord, there are channels in there that have been created to mess with me. Like, they literally just spend their days finding ways to mess with me, and I love them for it, but I gotta just talk shit. Oh, and I was also supposed to say that the person that I'm dating in Onward is my former co-captain, and he's in the chat. So hi.
Oh, what's up, former co-captain? Using your powers, I see, to accomplish some goals.
Scandalous.
I don't blame you, my friend. I do not blame you. Vivian, this has been so much fun. Thank you for joining us on the show. Like, you know, and thanks for mentioning the women thing, because that's what we wanted to do this month is to, you know, put the spotlight on the ladies, because we also agree that there could be some more contribution from women in our little bubble. So
that contribution should be realized.
I agree.
Yes.
Yep. And you've been there at the forefront, pushing, trying to make things happen, and we appreciate you very much for that.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys too. Super chill, awesome guys. Love you.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much. We love you dearly. And we're going to eject you from our ship right now. So goodbye, Vivian. Say goodbye, everybody. Bye. She's gone. She's leaving now. And Vivian has left the building. That was great.
For the ship.
For the ship. Yeah, that was great.
That was awesome.
Thank you guys in the chat for joining us today. Yes. This has been an exciting chat.
Saw some late arrivals like Delirium Drew and mm-hmm. Sweaty Nugget JJ. And yeah, it's just a bunch of people that have been coming in through this whole thing. And we'd like to say thank you to everyone. We love our audience. We love the community, man. We just love being a part of
it. It is really cool to see you guys in the chat every week. You know, like see the same names every week, you know, and this isn't even Friday. This is the bonus episode. This is the Tuesday episode. And you guys are still here. So your support means the world to us. Thank you so much. And as long as you're coming to these chats, we're going to keep making these shows. So I think we can continue to push this community and make it bigger and invite more people and
get more people into VR.
Yeah. And then eventually we'll have enough between realities army people where we can slap everybody together mm-hmm. in a huge population one map and, you know, do crazy shit like that too. So join our Discord, hit subscribe and like on this video.
Yeah. Go down into the comments and say, I want a free game. And we'll probably give you a free game.
So. We also have links in the description to Vivian's channel, to the Hive, check to all of the stuff that she does. So definitely go down there and click below. Next week on the show, we already announced this. Andrea Iancojikoru, she is one of our favorites. And we did the bonus episode to surprise during the week. We said she was going to be our next guest last week. Mm-hmm. It's actually this upcoming Friday. Mm-hmm. So we will see her on Friday and we will see all of you guys on Friday as well. Enjoy your day and take care. We'll see you guys very, very soon.
All right. Bye-bye.